Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Thursday, March 4th. The Yankees lost to the Phillies in Clearwater 15-0, held to just three hits on the day. While the Phillies blasted a bunch of home runs, they scored nine times in the fourth inning. Asher Wojciechowski gave up five of the runs in an inning and a third. Albert Abreu gave up a three-run homer. He was tagged for four runs overall in just two-thirds of an inning. Davey Garcia gave up a couple of solo homers, the only two runs he allowed in two innings. His first outing of the spring, he did not walk a batter, struck out three. Garcia threw 27 pitches in all in this game. The spring training results you can throw aside. They mean very little at this stage. Even wins and losses later in the spring don't mean very much. You're looking for individual performances, and sometimes it's early to get a wash away. You're talking about guys trying to earn spots or looks later on, further down the roster, like Wojciechowski, who's on a non-roster invite here this spring. Albert Abreu, who is on the 40-man. So you're trying to get some looks here, but you want the main guys to get comfortable. And that's what it was about for Davey Garcia on the day. Just get him out there comfortable again and build him up and see how he is when he starts getting through a lineup into a second time and building up his pitch count. I think we all understand and agree that Davey Garcia is going to be a very important piece for the New York Yankees in 2021. Just how far they can push him, how many starts, how many innings they can get out of him. Well, that's going to be a big key. And how effective will he be standing up throughout the season as he goes through this for the first time after making his debut and making some pretty good starts for the Yankees a year ago. Davey Garcia will turn 22 in May, so still very young, and everybody's really looking forward to seeing what this young man can do. Carlos Mendoza is the Yankees' acting manager. By the way, should tell you that Aaron Boone was expected to be released from the hospital on Thursday, and everything went well. According to every report from the team and from his family, everything seems to be going well with Aaron Boone and the pacemaker that was installed yesterday. So expecting him back with the Yankees within a few days. Meanwhile, Carlos Mendoza, the acting manager for the Yankees, well, his relationship with Davey Garcia goes back a ways because he actually saw him shortly after the Yankees signed him in 2016. So I asked Garcia a little bit about what he remembers from young Davey Garcia, even younger than currently Davey Garcia, and what to look for from him in this 2021 season.
I think I go back to instructional league in the Dominican Republic when we first signed him, and you know, obviously small guy, and everybody was kind of talking about and comparing him to Pedro Martinez at the time. I was like, really, we're dropping Pedro Martinez at this age? But you know, great kid. You know, having conversations with him, just getting to know him, family, and he, you know, smart kid and always willing to learn. So yeah, I saw him when we first got him, and obviously he's here and he's come a long way. So we're happy to have him.
What did he look like at 16, and how was his confidence the same as it appears to be now?
Pretty mature, you know, for his age. The guy that makes his pitches well at that age, threw a lot of pitches for strikes. He had a good feel for pitching, you know, something that, you know, just rarely at that age, especially in the Dominican Republic, you know. Usually you get those guys and they throw hard. With Davey was different. He'll talk pitching, and you know, he was pretty advanced since we got him.
Have you spent a lot of time talking to him this spring? Have you gotten a feel for kind of what he feels his opportunity is here? I mean, it's, you know, it should be pretty close for a guy who's, you know, tasted the major leagues here.
I had a couple of conversations with him early in camp when we were across the street, obviously with them being over in the player development complex and us here. But yeah, I mean, you know, the same thing. I think he came in really good spot. He went to Dominican Winter Ball and pitched there for a little bit, you know, working on his delivery, staying in good direction to the plate. So, you know, basically the same thing. Just continue to get better, continue to pound the strike zone, and just button up some of the delivery issues that he had last year.
Mendoza, one of many who are very high on Davey Garcia at this point, and with good reason. We'll see how this season unfolds for Garcia. One of the cool things about last season was watching the relationship that he had with Eric Kratz, the catcher who's about twice his age. And if you guys remember the humorous scene that the hot mics caught on the field as Kratz ran out from the dugout to behind home plate to warm up Garcia between innings, the mic caught him saying, "I'm so excited to go play catch with my son." Well, it was kind of a father-son relationship between Eric Kratz and Davey Garcia. I had a chance to speak recently with Kratz, who is retired now after a 19-year professional career. The full conversation can be found on the 30 with Murdy podcast on this platform at radio.com or wherever you find your podcasts. And this was in response, so play this one clip for you. It was in response to a question I had about Kratz about last year when he got very emotional speaking about the relationship he has with young players like Garcia and acting as a father figure. And Kratz got very emotional because he understood the journey that these kids took, leaving home as early as 16 years of age and maybe not having somebody to look out for them. And trying to take on that responsibility. And when I asked Garcia about it earlier in spring training, he responded by saying that he hopes that someday somebody looks out for his family the way Kratz looked out for him. And it was very emotional response from both people. And I asked Kratz what he thought hearing Garcia give that answer several months after Kratz gave his.
Just good for him. You know, I wouldn't expect any other answer from him, from the Davey that I know. But, you know, there's times when a year of success can get to people. And I think that's what just his answer. I love it for him. I love it because, you know, I was joking with him about the fact that after the off season, you know, he had blue hair when he was down in Dominican, you know, and some people will look at him and be like, oh, you know, he's got a little bit in the big leagues, and now no, he just like he's 21.
Yeah,
I had sun in. Well, I mean, I had hair, but I had sun in my hair when I was 21, going down to spring break to play our baseball tournament my senior year. You know, put it in perspective. Honestly, truly look at it. Yes, some people need to be held to a higher standard. Davey is 21, 22 years old in the limelight. On a team that, in a popularity that is huge all around the world, and the way he handles himself to answer it like that, this is the true him. And I wish people could see the more authentic him. I think sometimes in Zoom interviews, it's harder to, but he's also only 21, 22 years old now. So I think I can't tell you how far he's going to go in the big leagues, how long he's going to be in the big leagues. Is he going to have a Pedro type of career? Is he going to have a, you know, put in another prospect that didn't amount to anything type of career? You can't decide that, but I can decide what kind of person he is. And his answer there is awesome. And in no way was it me that taught him that. It was, you know, his parents, the people around him, maybe even his agent. Like, those things are, you hear from young players what is talked about around them. And so he has humbled people around them. If you hear constantly that, oh, I'm being screwed this, I'm being screwed that, it just means they're going home, they're texting, whatever it is, and they have people at home that are influencing those decisions.
Again, you can hear the full conversation with Eric Kratz on the 30 with Murdy podcast. You can find that on radio.com. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well. We're excited to tell you here that the WFAN Baseball Insiders podcast, featuring me with the Yankees, Ed Coleman with the Mets, they now have their own channel. You can subscribe to that on the radio.com platform, and soon enough, you will be able to subscribe to them on your other podcast platforms as well. So we thank you for listening and making this a daily habit. Hope you continue to do so. Yankees spring training continues on Friday, and more from the goings-on in Tampa coming up for you then. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.